The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Jenny McCarthy has a new book, and the when we patch her through here, the big story yesterday was, I guess she talks about when she was younger, needing gas money, and she did stuff with a truck driver to get gas money.
Oh, we got to ask her about that. Jenny McCarthy on the phone. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Everything about this book, from the title to the picture of you on the cover, seems sort of shocking for the sake of shocking. Like, is that the intent? Is it doing its thing?
Yeah. You know, I think it's definitely not ever boring. I think people have come to realize that something thought-provoking or funny will come to play, and it did this time around also.
There's a lot of people that will look at, you know, your life, even having not known that you were raised in the Catholic household that you were, you know, and they flip through the book, and it's, you know, Playboy and debauchery and drugs and making out with girls, and then there's a lot of people that say, well, of course that's how you wound up. You grew up Catholic.
I mean, people are kind of, the big question is, like, how did that happen? How did something like that happen? I think there should be now a name in a psychology book called the Madonna Syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Madonna's life, it's the same thing. Like, how can this girl be raised Catholic? Named Madonna, be wearing roses and rolling around, think she's a virgin. You know, it's like, I think people that are, you know, have strict talents, this is the obvious path, I think, to take an extrovert.
What do you think the most shocking thing people will learn from reading this book?
That is actually, there is some insightfulness to it.
Yeah.
That it does kind of question, make you question some certain things. Even though, you know, I kind of lure people in with the words drugs and sex, those are kind of sprinkled to make it interesting. But there is this underlying coming of age story of a young girl, you know, I was raised to believe that you have to do good in life in order to get to heaven. So I wanted to become a nun. And, you know, I was really God-fearing and Satan-fearing all at the same time, and it kind of traumatized me. And there's real moments in it that I'm proud of in this book, other than, you know, like I said, the sexy sin stuff.
When writing this book, was there anything that you actually, you know, when you sit back and think about it, anything that you learned a little bit more about yourself?
Well, yeah, I kind of was able to close this, like, I had come to a conclusion, if you will, after all these years of searching for enlightenment in some way. I was so thought I needed to find a specific religion to kind of capture what I think. And I still believe in Jesus and God and Mary and his homies and all those people. But I wanted to expand my beliefs into just a little bit more and drop some ones like, I had to suffer for enlightenment. I decided, like, do cause and effect. Do good things, get good things. You know, be bad, you're going to get bad things. So I kind of turned in from a sinner to a student.
Right.
And that really has changed my life. By letting go of so much of the guilt that we walk around with.
Jenny McCarthy joins us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Your new book, Bad Habits, Confessions of a Recovering Catholic, is out right now.
For a while, when you came out and were almost exclusively talking about your son, Evan, and his autism, you know, you became that Jenny McCarthy. Now it's almost weird to go back and hear the Jenny McCarthy that once upon a time, when you had no money, you did stuff with a truck driver at a gas station.
You know what's so funny? Can I say something about that truck driver thing? Like, I really did just eat a hot dog.
Hold on a second here. Okay. So the story goes that you were going to somewhere in Florida, I can only imagine, spring break with your girlfriends, and you ran out of gas, and you went to a truck stop, and you had no gas money, and then you say, and let me, I can tell you this, at that truck stop, I ate a hot dog. And everybody assumed
that it was him.
That you're talking about eating a hot dog.
Wasn't really a hot dog.
And there was absolutely, I mean, I'll be the first one to tell, you know, in the book what happened. And I ate a freaking hot dog. And I just funny that laughing that literally the reports are
that you prostituted yourself.
No, I ate a real hot dog.
Okay, so you did not prostitute yourself when you were a teenager for gas money.
No.
Okay. Well, that's why we had you on, because that's everything you read about yourself. Now, if you Google yourself this morning, Jenny, all it's going to say is that you performed the sexual act on a trucker.
I think it's I laugh going, how did people get that? I just ate a hot dog.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Jenny McCarthy. Her new book is out right now. It's called Bad Habits, Confessions of a Recovering Catholic.
The one thing that you've always had, whether it's from, you know, doing Playboy, which I think you you first did in 93 when I was in grade 12. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
You've always had, you know, women have always been fans of yours. Did you realize early on that in order for you to have a solid career, you had to win over the women as well as the men?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? Every girl wants her girlfriends in high school, and that's the way I looked at it when I started out on Singled Out. I was just like, I want the girls to root for me, and I want to root for them.
Yeah.
And made sure that was my through line, you know, self-deprecating and humanized. And it worked, especially during pregnancy. You know, I was able to kind of be their friend and walk them through that and all that other stuff.
Have you, a lot of people are still curious as to, you know, what your relationship with Jim Carrey is. Do you know if he's seen the book? Have you guys talked lately?
I have no idea. You'll have to ask him when you see an interview.
Yeah. That's, well, then we get a sense of what the relationship is right now.
Jenny McCarthy, thank you so much for being a guest on the Roz and Mocha Show. The new book is called Bad Habits, Confessions of a Recovering Catholic.
Are you single right now before we let you go?
I am.
Now, are you looking or are you just kind of hanging out? You're looking.
Yeah, I live in Chicago. So if you ever on board, you just go downtown Chicago and mingle.
A lot of hot dogs in Chicago. You know that as much as I do, Jenny McCarthy.
That's right. I might eat your hot dog.
Jenny McCarthy, thank you so much.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.